Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, wherever you are in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Sophie Michalko, and you are listening to Sophie's Choice. And I am so excited. I know I have not been on the air for a while, but today is a really, really great opportunity for me to be on the air because I have a very dear friend of mine with us today. His name is Tobias Harris, and I will bring him on in a few minutes. But I want to tell you a little bit about him before we get started. He is an artist extraordinaire. If you see his art, you'll fall in love with it. I promise you that. He is a powerlifter champion. He can lift up to 500 pounds, for God's sake. I don't know about you, but to me, that's pretty incredible. And he is an Access Bars practitioner. And today we are going to talk about a topic that is kind of taboo in some areas. It's depression. So Tobias, before I bring you on, I want to let you know that there's some weird sound in the background.
Okay, can you hear me, Sophie?
I can hear you. Yes. Okay, the sound is better now. Hi, how are you?
What? Hello.
Hello.
Am I really on radio?
Yes, you are.
When
you
said you can lift 500 pounds, I thought, well, that's a lot easier right now than doing this. But
okay, Tobias, I just want to let you know that we actually, when you talk, there's a slight echo, and we have a hard time hearing you. So if there's any way you can bring your phone closer to you, that'd be awesome.
Oh, sure. Okay, hang on.
Yes, that's so much better. Yes.
Is that better?
That's so much better. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're going to talk about depression. And what inspired that is that the last few weeks, I have been actually feeling depressed, but I had tools that got me out of the depression really quickly. And I know that there's a lot of people that don't have those tools. And I know you and I, we know a lot of information about this. So I thought it would be great if we can talk about this. So would you like to tell us a little bit about you and what you know about depression?
Well, like you said you felt depressed earlier this week. And but I think you have the understanding that depression really isn't something that exists. So you're able to move yourself out of it probably a lot quicker than most people. And, so you knowing that there's really nothing wrong with you and that, in fact, you know that everything's right about you. So, and I kind of feel the same way. I don't feel that depression is something that really exists. I think we lock ourselves into it, into this reality.
Yes. Okay, so I want to go back to something you said. Okay, so depression is not real. Now, we both know that for the people that have made depression something very solid and very significant, and they feel like they're going through depression right now, it is very real. And I get that. For those of you who go ahead, do you want to say something?
Well, yes, I'm totally agreeing with you. When I say that, I'm not trying to define anybody else, or I'm not trying to say to anybody else that, you know, for them it's wrong that you're feeling that way. It's just something I personally feel. And and it can be taboo to say something like that because some people will look at you like, well, how do you know? You don't know what I've been through. And they'll start going into judging you and then judging themselves. But then at the same point, I can say, well, how do you know that what I'm saying is wrong? And what is it that, you know, what if you don't know what I've been through? And yet I can still say that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So most of us have had reasons to have depression. I mean, it could be, you know, I went through divorce. whatever it is, like when I was, I felt lonely at some point. I felt like nothing was right with me. And you had some really, you know, difficult situations also arise. And it would have been easy for us to just say, we're depressed. And not that depression is easy. It is one thing that people are choosing when things are not going well. But I want to go back to what you said earlier, because it was brilliant. You said that I got out of depression because I knew nothing was wrong with me. So let's talk about that for a second. So it never occurred to me that people thought something was wrong with them and that's why they were depressed. Can you talk more about that?
Well, I think a lot of times people sort of like buy into this reality that reality creates your point of view. But in fact, really, your point of view creates your reality. So so what they do is they define this reality as them and everything that's happened to them, all the trauma and drama. And what they do is it kind of becomes a thing for them. So, like, do you remember when you were a child and you had, like, all that childlike adventure? And it didn't seem like, you know, before you're able to learn anything or before people were able to teach you things, you sort of had this, like, huge space around you. And you had all this joy and you're connected to nature. And matter of fact, this morning I was walking down a sidewalk and I was walking next to a mom with a boy, and this boy was jumping from one brickley to the next, and he was trying to avoid the concrete in between. And the boy was having fun just doing that. And I was just watching him, and I was able to like get into his space and get into his joy of doing that. And I looked at it. I looked at his mom, and I said, "Wouldn't that be great if we all can do that and be like that?"
Yeah.
And she, without even hesitation, she said, "Absolutely." So I think everybody understands that we have that childlike adventure in us, but it's been buried our lifetime of judgment. And it's almost like the minute you were able to be taught things, it was like you're a box, okay? And your childlike adventure is on the bottom of the box. And throughout this time, people have been throwing all this judgment and all this points of view and you've just been layered. And then by the time you become an adult at a certain age, you're walking around, and I certainly have done this, you walk around wondering who you are. Like, you're actually trying to look for yourself. And because you've defined yourself as a thing. And then you get depressed because you feel like you can't find yourself. But really, it's not about finding yourself. It's not about that box. It's about being a creation. And there's a huge difference between being a thing and being a creation. And I think a lot of people want to solidify themselves so they can continue counting on themselves because you're solid. And, but, you know, I want people to know that really you're a creation and you can create anything you want. Every day you have that opportunity to wake up and be a creator.
Yes. So, okay. So you gave a lot of information to people. So I just want to recap a little bit what you just said, because it helps. I find it helps people. No, you're doing awesome. I'm smiling so big right now. So the first thing you said is that people make judgments real and true for themselves. And they react to those judgments. And that is the cause of depression. So a lot of times when if you were to look at what is the judgment that is being projected at you, you actually would find yourself having a choice and maybe not going toward depression. So that's one thing. Now, Tobias, I know that you call yourself an empath. And I know many people in my life who have called themselves that. Now, what I like to say is we are all psychic antennas, and we all really are aware of other people's feelings, emotions, thoughts. And let's face it, a lot of those feelings, emotions, and thoughts are not all pretty. They're not all fun. Yeah. So if we are an empath or if we are a psychic antenna, we will start picking up on those and we'll start actually reacting to those the same way that we react to people that are giving us judgment. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so kind of like, well, you know, and you know this, that most of our thoughts and our feelings and our judgments and our considerations are not even ours. It's all the crap that's around us that we pick up, like you said, as like we're antennas. So you could be driving down the street, Sophie, and being in a great mood, and suddenly you feel down. And and if you're conscious of that, and if you're aware of that, and you're like, whoa, why am I down? Why do I feel so crappy right now? And then you go into judgment thinking that it's just you, and it's always been you, and that's always how it's been. And then you just start pounding yourself away. But what if you're able to say, you know, or understand that may not be yours. 98% of all our feelings and thoughts and judgments really aren't ours. They're everything that's around us. So you're driving down the street and you're in a good mood and suddenly you get into this bad mood. Well, what if somebody drove by and they were projecting all the anger they had inside them from maybe getting in a fight with their boss or their loved one or with a family member, and then you pick that up. And suddenly you feel down, and you pick up their sadness or their anger or their depression, and then suddenly it's yours. So then, what do you do with that? What is something that, you know? Are you going to solidify that being yours, or are you going to understand that that's probably not yours? So let's undo that.
So what do you do? What do you do with that when you are aware of what other people are thinking, feeling, experiencing? What do you do with that?
Okay, so what do? I use there's a process that you can use at Access House, and it's basically you ask, who does that belong to?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like, you ask yourself, who does this belong to? And if you feel lighter, or if you feel heavier, you know that's not yours. And you can say, send it back to sender. Okay? And if you keep doing this, and if you keep having these feelings pop up in your head, and you continue saying that, you'll slowly start feeling this change occur within you. And you'll start feeling like when all these thoughts and feelings start hitting you, it won't be so heavy. It won't be so... it'll be a lot easier for you to understand that you can get yourself out of that state much quicker with that tool.
Yes. Okay. So.
Did I explain that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love hearing you explain it that way. I find that I just kind of go and ramble a little bit. So, okay. So who does this belong to is the way to know what we are experiencing, if the depression or the negative thoughts or emotions that we're experiencing, if that is really ours. Because like Tobias said, 98% of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not ours. So who does this belong to will give us the awareness of that. The returning it to sender, so it is a tool of Access Consciousness. What that does is that it goes back to the original person, originally thought, you have to work hard to make money, or my life sucks, or I will never lose that weight, or nobody loves me. There is one person who originally created that thought, and then it went from person to person to person, and you captured it at some point. So when you say return it to sender, it goes back to the original person, not to the last person that sent it to you, which is great because you don't have to worry about sending negative energy back. You're not doing that. you're simply giving back to the person who created that thought the possibility of changing it. And when enough people return to sender such a thought, now it can start being destroyed and uncreated. But if you keep it, if you buy it as yours, you cannot change it because that's not yours to change. It has to go back to the original creator. So thank you so much for expressing that and explaining this so well. I think I love hearing people, other people explain it to me. It's such a, it's so part of my daily routine that I kind of forget how to explain it clearly. So good job.
And if you want to be extra nice, you can send it back to sender with consciousness attached.
Yeah, actually what that will do is consciousness includes everything and rejects nothing. So basically the person who gets it back with consciousness attached will not have a point of view about it. It will not be, oh, this is a bad thought or this is a bad feeling. It will be, okay, this is something that now it's time. It's time we change it. So I want to give an example of this because I find this to be really interesting. When they were doing all the lobbying about gay marriage, what I realized was at some point, somebody created the thought gay people should not be married. And it took so many people realizing that they were not the one who had thought that and basically sending it back to sender for that to start dismantling itself. So because so many people had thought, oh my gosh, I'm the one who thinks that gay people should not be married. And then one day, oh, wait a minute. No, I don't think that. Somebody else is thinking that. That was also returning it to sender. And when it has no consciousness, when it's not a bad thought to think that gay people cannot be married, but it's simply a thought that we want to change, that's when things can change. So thank you for adding that little consciousness piece because that's pretty pretty cool. Now, something else that I want to talk about is the body. So I explained earlier that you are a powerlifter, and I know that you work out a lot, at least more than most people I know. And tell me, how do you feel moving your body, exercising your body? How do you feel that has an impact on possibly negative thoughts or depression?
Well, I think we all know that when we move, when we're physical, we feel better. But I think a lot of us don't know that our body actually has more consciousness than we do. our body doesn't pick up the points of view that we do. So you can learn a lot from the body if you're in tune with it. And I do work out quite often. I think a lot of people think, I think people think I work out more than I do, but I really don't. I work out an hour a day and I'm done. But I listen to my body. I'm able to listen to the small nuances it gives me. And if I don't feel like working out a particular way, or if I don't feel like that when I'm working out, I'm not really benefiting in a certain way, I'll change it. I'll make a choice and do something different according to what my body's telling me.
Nice. Okay, so let's continue to talk about the body, because I hear you. A lot of people are aware that moving your body will get out of depression. But there's something you said that is very important to remember. Our body locks in the thoughts, feelings, emotions that we buy as true. So unless we unlock those thoughts, feelings, emotions from our body, it does not matter how much mental work we do, how much spiritual or psychological work we do, it will still be locked in. So, Tobias, do you know something that helps unlock the thoughts, feelings, emotions from the body?
I'm sorry, Sophie. Say that one more time again about...
Sure. Okay.
You
Sorry, we have
our
a little
body.
connection.
Yeah,
so,
you
so
said
there's,
our body.
There's a process that people can do that will help them unlock the thoughts, feelings, and emotions from their body. What is that process?
Well, let's see. Good question. I'm
the
sorry.
The bars! It's the bars!
I knew that. I was just testing you. I just feel blank.
Awesome.
I'm sorry. I just feel the space. I
okay.
do that often, by the way.
Yes. So. Okay, so the bars. Do you want to tell me
the
your
bars.
Experience with access the bars?
Yes, the bars. Well, it creates like a dynamic difference in how you think. So, you know, there's the bars. There's 32 points on your head. And when someone lightly touches them, it sort of dislodges all the thoughts and judgments and points of views and things that are stuck in your head from this lifetime to the next lifetime. And I've found it so beneficial to me. And I was skeptical about this for a long time. I was
willing
to. Yeah, I really fought it. I was like, well, this doesn't make any sense. I was really intrigued by it. But I was like, I'm not sure about this. This sounds a little silly. But when I had my bars run for the first time, I couldn't believe how clear I felt mentally. It just sort of defragged my brain, if you will. It sort of just like disintegrates all of those thoughts that kind of get just stuck in your head, like sort of like a computer, like all the files just get pulled up into the computer and just sort of slows that computer down. When someone runs your bars, it sort of dislodges all that garbage and you feel so different. It's one of the greatest tools, you think. It's like the foundation, really, tool of access consciousness. It actually helps. It releases the polarities that are in your head, which is a big one for me. It unlocks and it gives you so much more allowance.
And almost many people. I'm sorry. Did you want to add to that? Okay. So I don't know if many people are aware what allowance is really truly, but it's basically not having a point of view about any or anybody. So with the bars, like you said, it unlocks all of that. My favorite thing is my body can talk to me a lot louder and clearer after I run my bars. Because now I'm no longer locking it with the thoughts, the points of views, or the judgments. So when the person, after the person runs my bars, which, by the way, what Tobias is not telling you is that every time he gets his bars run, he has a hard time, like, thinking the way he used to think. It's pretty amazing, actually, how you're like, okay, I have to relax for a minute because the words are not coming to me as easily as they usually do. And that's really, really a proof that it's working because you can no longer use past reference points to create your thoughts. You have to actually start being, okay, what am I creating now? And really being in the moment. An hour of bar session is like it's like 3 hours of meditation, 2 hours of yoga, and 3 hours of massage all rolls into one. Like, it's so amazing what it creates for the mind and the body. It's awesome, awesome, awesome.
When you're willing to function from more consciousness, you begin to open those doors to all the healing. And I had a hard time receiving. So, you know, I never thought, well, no, not only did I think that maybe oh, this kind of looks a little silly. It was something I felt like maybe I didn't deserve, or something that, you know, or maybe I thought that this is too big for me. I can't accept this, or I can't receive this. Having someone touch my head, and it was really unusual for me at first. But then after doing it my first time, I realized how effective it was. It was amazing.
Right. Okay, awesome. So all the people out there, if you ever feel depressed, or if you know somebody who feels depressed, do not go get your bars run. Do not. Just do not. Otherwise, it will go away, right?
Yes, do not. I repeat.
And if you are interested in finding bars practitioners in your area, the easiest way to find them is to go to accessconsciousness.com and look under facilitators. So Tobias is a practitioner, and you are in the Westlake Village area. So if you would like more information about getting sessions with him, you can email us at info@breakdownthelimits.com, info@breakdownthelimits.com. I am in the Pasadena area, and you can also find more information by emailing at info@breakdownthelimits.com. We have 3 minutes left. Can you believe it?
Wow, that went fast.
So,
I was panicked, thinking, 30 minutes? What am I going to say in 30 minutes?
Oh, I love it. It's been brilliant. So is there anything else that you'd like to give to people who are like, yeah, that sounds so good, but it sounds too good to be true? What could we say to these people?
What if we could catch our childlike wonder again? You know, what if we can just find that adventure, that little person that you used to be that had so much wonder and space? And I'm not saying acting like a child, but I'm saying try looking at things differently. Slow down a little bit and look at a tree, for example, you know, and just look at that tree.
Yeah.
And look at how magnificent that tree is. And it's not doing anything except being a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And just let that energy go run through you. And just allow that.
That's awesome.
Just take some time for yourself and stop for a minute through this life and look at the smaller things in life. Boy, jumping from brick inlay to brick inlay. And you know,
yeah,
it changes you. It creates so much space in here, and it just gives you that, like, sense of, like, wow, there's just, that's still there. That's still in you. And you can actually get into that energy of that person and just allow yourself to receive it.
Woo, baby!
And, well, you know I like treats, so I can talk about trees all day.
You like trees, you like children. It's awesome. I love this energy.
And I love my dog. You know, I was driving, I was feeling a little kind of down and out, like, or I was a little tired, and I looked over at my dog, and she just was looking at me like, come on, get your ass out of that feeling. Look at me. And she just had her big eyes were staring at me, and she had like this little smile on her face, and it instantly got me out of that mood. And it's so funny how the small things like that can really change you so quickly. And I'm so grateful for them. I'm so grateful for her. She's a lovely
man. She's awesome. She's great. All right. So thank you all so much for listening to our show today. And hopefully we'll have many more, because I think it's really cool to be talking to you, Tobias, about all these topics we're not supposed to talk about. So thank you so much.
Sophie, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you. Thank
you
for being here.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.